Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
You heard it right the first time, 95BFM, Friday Live. Very lucky to be joined in the studio today by Eli Superfly himself. Poor Nicky's finest, how you doing, bro?
Hello, yeah, good thanks, how are you?
I'm amazing, all the better now that you're here, brother.
Oh my God.
Been looking forward to this. I did say Poor Nicky's finest, we were kind of gushing about it while you're sitting up. There's a couple of Wellingtonians up in here.
Yeah.
It's nice. Would you claim that as home? That's home?
That is home for sure. It's just a great place. It's so good. It's awesome.
Where do you claim though? Are you like Hub Valley, Stokes Valley? Or are you like, I'm a town boy now?
I've been around everywhere, but probably Newtown at the Mo. Yeah, Newtown. I'm a stand on business.
Love that.
In Newtown.
I like that. Stand on business in Newtown. That's tight, man. There's a couple of Newtown hard people. We should probably start talking about Wellington though, because Aucklanders hate it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask about the name first of all. Eli Superfly. How did you get that name?
Shout out mum.
Shout out mum.
It was all mum. She just was calling me that as a child.
That's crazy.
And then I had to choose an Instagram name when I got Instagram when I was like 16, and that was the first one.
So it's been since 16?
Yeah, probably since high school, and then I changed my Facebook name to it as well. I was
so
invested.
Tight. No one knows your last name, eh? Like all your friends like, who is...
Well, yeah, it gets thrown out sometimes. I don't really know how people get it. I guess maybe off like Spotify and stuff like that, but yeah, I don't really like check it out.
That's tight. So you've been about this. That's so
cool. Standing on business.
Is it any reference to the movie? Are you like, oh yeah, that's my favorite movie? You know the Curtis Mayfield soundtrack movie?
Nah, dude, I actually found out about that. I've been sleeping on that for...
It's so popular, bro.
Yeah, I haven't seen the film yet, but the song Superfly, I was sent to it when I was at university, and it was cool.
Surely a cheeky, like, next album inspired.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, flip the vibe up, go full, like, funk or
full
something.
Full funk on them,
Yeah.
Let's talk about the album, Motor. Yep. Very cool, man. How's it been feeling since it's been released? The energy's been feeling good. I bet your phone's been blowing up.
Yeah, dude, it's been great. It's been a long time coming. I wrote everything from like, 2019, 2020 to 2022. Recorded it in 2022. So I've been sitting on it for ages.
That's crazy.
And so it's just great to have it out. I was told today that we're like second week charting on the top 20, which
That's
is pretty
so cool.
cool,
man. Congratulations.
Yeah,
That's awesome,
thank you.
Bro.
Yeah. Massive shout out to Ben. Who's helping out with all that sort of stuff. Wouldn't be able to do it without him. So it's been crazy. It's actually been super cool to like see people reach out who I've never talked to or met before and like say they've listened to it, which is just kind of all you really want is for people 100%. Just to listen, like whether or not they like it or not is like, you know, but just to listen.
I think that's a true artist's intention is just to be like, just have a feeling about it.
Like, you don't have to love it, but just it'd be cool if you listen.
100%. It's definitely such a moody album. I love it so much. And I did want to ask about the kind of the time period thing, because I wanted to ask, does the album's track list follow kind of like the linear time in your life? Like is it like that 2019, 2020, 2021?
No, but I'd say it's kind of jumbled around. I'd say like the kind of, it doesn't really follow a time thing, but it was more just like these all sonically sound like they could go into the next, which was kind of like the reason why it's all placed like that.
That's beautiful.
But it would have been cool if I'd done that. It would have sounded maybe a bit all over the show.
True.
If I'd done it like that, but
I think it's cool to sit back and rejig it and curate it properly, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably shut up and let them hear some of your beautiful music.
Yeah, I'll have a go at playing a song.
Can't wait. It's Eli Superfly.
Say you won't leave, say you'll stay. I won't talk. it, every single little bit, every little thing that makes us happy. I'll make sure to waste it all. I'll say anything, all those things you wanna hear. You want none of it, not even a little bit. That's okay, I hope you're happy. Down, never wanna let you down. I wish I could be like you. I wish I was here with you.
That was so sick, bro. That was so sick.
Thank you.
Man, the way you're like, I can tell that you're singing from a place inside you. Like that really, like your voice, like, ah, damn.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, bro.
It's awesome to witness like in person. Yeah.
Oh, it's really sick, bro. Thank you, bro.
Damn. I wanted to ask, because you do have a sound that I guess feels familiar, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And I know that you recorded this over a long period of time, but yeah. Is there anything that you're listening to during the recording process or the writing process that you were like, that was the bastion, that was the thing I was like holding on to the most?
Yeah, for sure. Like lots of things. Always been like obsessed with Arctic Monkeys, like specifically maybe their second album and Humbug and like a little bit of Suck It and See. But like those are like the foundations of like, I guess, the voice and some of the guitar. At the time I was writing that Marlon's Dreaming record, Harston, came out.
Tight.
That was like, yeah, the first time I heard that, it was like crazy. Also like Kane Strang was like a massive influence. Actually, like I worked with Stephen who helped with the album. He did, most of Kane's stuff, at least the last two records of his. So yeah, just like a lot of like local music, like friends as well, like friends, like a lot of people in the local scene. So it's just like, yeah, it's kind of a reflection of, yeah, everything. But yeah, I guess like darker alternative music. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm excited to see what you have up for us next. What you got next?
I'm going to play Thunderbolt and then like it goes into Motor. They're like a two part thing. Oh, but beautiful. These are like the last two tracks off of the album. I'll have a go at that.
Yeah. Before we go on to the last two tracks, I do have to ask, how can people support you and what you're doing? Where can they like buy your music?
At the moment we've got some physical records for sale, so you can pretty much go to any local, I guess, like independently owned record store, or even like JB Hi-Fi as well has them, real groovy. We also have them on Two Tones Merch.
Tight.
Which is our friend Ben's merch shop. So I'm going to plug that real quick.
Shout out Two Tones.
And if you buy from there, it goes straight to straight to our pockets, which is pretty dope. But also support your local record shop, yeah, for sure.
Are you a vinyl guy?
Yeah, yeah. I went through like a massive thing back in the day, but like just have like maybe too many now and want to maybe move countries. So it's like, yeah, it could be a bit of a burden, but it's a great, you know, thing to collect. So yeah, if you want to support copper vinyl, or we've got playing in Wellington August 23rd. So if you want to come see the show.
That's awesome. Where are you guys playing?
We're playing at Meow.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's gonna be a crazy shout out. They're the locals. Yeah, they always hold it down for us. So
shout out, yeah, Meow. Yeah. Well, I'll let you crack into these last two songs, but it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll play these two and then do a little tuning thing. Which might like take a couple moments, and then I'll play the last one.
I'm excited, man. Yeah. Take as long as
you want. Cool, man. I'll just do a little tune up of this guitar.
That's a beauty, bro. I like the Gibson.
Yeah, the
Gibson, yeah.
The Gibson, it's the fake. It's the impersonator.
The sound of thunderbolts and lightning, also very frightening. Cost a lot, don't it? Cost a lot, don't it? Fall asleep, I'll try my best to find a way to work it out like I'm supposed to. Oh, so now you're missing decisive. Welcome to my club. They call me Mr. Miss the Bus. It's a long way. Time to fuck it up. I might say something, then maybe give it right back. Life's so boring. Don't check the price tags. Cost a lot, don't it? 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 Fall asleep, I'll never leave it all in my head. That's the sound of thunderbolts and lightning, also very frightening. Cost a lot, don't it? Cost a lot, don't it? Home, we've seen too much. The page is wet, Don't try to leave us much, Malta. Malta, oh, Malta, oh, Malta, Malta, keep us running like you used to, 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 Malta.
I had an excess of saliva, which choked me.
It sounded all part of the plan, my brother.
Yeah.
Sounded good.
The choking was the, that was the plan. I'll just do some tuning up real quick, but, nah, thanks so much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah, shout out to everyone on their drive home listening.
What a treat, man. I mean, like, I'd be getting home after this and just being like, damn,
I hate this. Fuck, this sucks.
Get home and just like write some poetry, man. Yeah. Like straight up,
hard out. What are you up to tonight, man?
Man, just chilling.
Yeah.
Same old. Are we nice. Going out? Is that what we're saying,
bro?
Ben's over here. Like, yeah, I got the company card.
Yeah, we're trying to play some pool after. Where are we going, Ben?
Ponsonby Pool Room.
If anyone wants to come play some pool at Ponsonby Pool Room, and maybe win a vinyl, we're doing a competition.
That's crazy. I love this.
I haven't even run this past Ben, but that's what's happening. So yeah, if anyone wants to come play some pool,
that's
is
wild.
That, is that all good,
that is
Ben,
the coolest.
Go.
This is a bit of a theme because we had the car, now we got the vinyl.
I know.
You just love doing freaky stuff.
I just love giving away stuff, man.
Just for the fans, man. That's so sick, though. I think that's the best deal ever. Ponsonby Pool Club, potentially win a vinyl. If you can. Do they have to beat you?
Yeah, that won't be hard, so.
I feel like Ben's got the sauce, though. I feel like you do spin shots and. Yeah. Ben's over here nodding like. He's keeping it low key, but he's about it.
He is about it. I'm just gonna play. Yeah. A new song. This one's called Mockingbird. Thanks again for having me. This is my last one. Your morning song, mockingbird, I'll wait for you in our own nest. I'll lay
to rest beneath the gold, somewhere by the silver, the magpie lost. Stand by for a feather, the afternoon awaits, I'll fly you home. Mockingbird, I'll wake to you, your morning song, your morning song. Mockingbird, I'll always wait in our own nest, I'll lay to rest. Mockingbird, when you're not here, I'll fly away into the sun. Morning comes, awake, I'll wait. Is this enough, my mockingbird?
Thank you.
That was sick. That was Eli Superfly. Listening to 95 BFM. Thank you, Parrot Dog.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.